All right, the fraud story never goes away. Three representatives testifying from a hearing today. Tom Hauser, our guy in D.C. We're short, Tom Short. Major headline out of today's hearing was?
Well, it might have been what just happened about 60 seconds ago. We're interviewing House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer outside the hearing that just wrapped up moments ago. I asked him if Governor Walz and Keith Ellison, the Attorney General, declined to appear at the hearing he has called for February 10th. He says they can both expect subpoenas. He said he will also entertain the idea of having whistleblowers come and testify before the committee as long as they're willing to be identified. So that's a headline out of the aftermath of the hearing. The hearing itself was what you expected and what I expected. It was a lot of political grandstanding, a lot of name calling, and even some shouting that we're going to be showing tonight on 5 Eyewitness News.
Where did the shouting take place?
There were Democrats who would bring up visual aids to show various things, like all the fraudsters that President Trump has pardoned, and then also the post that he social media post the president reposted about the conspiracy theory regarding the murders of Mark and Melissa Hortman. And he got into an exchange. One of the congressmen from Florida got into an exchange with Walter Hudson, and they were literally shouting at each other about this. Hudson calling it silly. The congressman saying it is not silly when the highest levels of our government repost these conspiracy theories. And it went on and on. That's what we've come to expect from these House Oversight Committees. A lot of off-topic nonsense at various times.
It's not silly. It's disgusting. And Walter Hudson and Kristen Robbins should just call it out. It's just not that difficult. Okay, let's get to Tom Emmer. I watched him. He was Tom Emmer. He's the Tom Emmer he's become. He had all three say definitively Tim Walz knew about it and did nothing. As a man who has covered the story very closely, let me repeat, very closely for years, is that proof out there that the governor specifically knew that the fraud was taking place?
There certainly may be. Well, there is certainly evidence that the legislative auditor has brought up about evidence of fraud, but whether he was complicit with it and encouraged it and did nothing to stop it is a whole nother question. But Congressman Emmer blamed Walz and then pretty much equally blamed the media, which he claims has not been covering this issue, which, as you know and I know, is
a lie
with Walz for many, many years. And so it's but again, this House Oversight Committee hearing was what you imagined it would be. But, Chad, I have to run because the three Minnesota lawmakers are now just coming to the podium.
You got it.
And we can talk
Channel
later
5.
This week if you want.
You got it, man.
Okay.
For sure.
Thanks, Chad.
Wanted to get a little bit of that. You know, footage still taking place in the South Minneapolis area where more and more people are gathering, Dave. And I cannot imagine how many people are going to descend upon this area tonight. And all those who are involved in this, they better be preparing for it right now.
We've got a snowball fight going on right now. The protesters in the street hurling snowballs at ICE vehicles, at police, agents.
Yeah, it's taking place right now. Dave is 100% right. There are vehicles. At the top, Dave, is a Minneapolis police vehicle. This appears to be one of these unmarked ICE vehicles with the darkened out windows.
Large van
where people are trying to get in front of the vehicles. They are throwing snowballs. They are berating them. There are Minneapolis police officers who are in vehicles themselves. I'll just offer up my commentary. Minneapolis police, as someone who's been very clear about ICE and intimidation and directing it towards states run by Democrats, not a complete attack on illegal immigration, just where the president didn't win. Minneapolis police, absolutely, Dave, should be there to protect the officers getting out. You may believe that this ICE officer absolutely cold-blooded murdered this woman. You can have that opinion. But an MPD is a sanctuary city. It's very clear. O'Hara does not participate in anything in aiding in the arrests themselves. But when there are disruptions and when there is the potential of violence, MPD, without a shred of doubt, should be there. Correct?
They should be there to protect the federal officers doing their jobs and the people that are protesting.
Exactly.
I mean, their job is to turn the temperature down as much as they possibly can, to try to keep some separation, to try to get cooler heads. That's what they're doing. They're not there to aid in the arrests, as you said, aid any of the ICE investigations. They're there to try to keep at least some level of peace.
Yes. Should be there. I don't buy.
They need to be there.
I don't buy that. Oh, they can't do anything. I mean, Fry just said to ICE, get the F out of here.
He did do that.
Okay. So he's not working hand in hand. Now, when we get these overhead shots, because we're watching 11 and 9 here, this protest right now, not a lot. Okay. It's not a lot of people when they showed the wider shot.
100 or so, maybe?
Yeah. I have no idea what could happen tonight. Do you? The answer is no. Well, maybe it's still just 300. No, maybe it is. But would you be shocked if it turns into 500, 1,000, 5,000, 10,000? I would not. And guess what? What happened with George Floyd?
I know.
Jacob Fry and Tim Walz were late. Indefensibly late. Day after day. And by the way, I put more of that on Walls than Fry, because day two, Fry and Arredondo went to Walls and Harrington and said, we can't do it. Again, Jacob Fry and the decision to take officers away from the 3rd Precinct, 1,000% incorrect, and I said it leading up to it and said it then and haven't stopped. But at some point, MPD did not have enough help, and Walls waited day after day. So I hope none of that activity happens tonight. But there are people who are furious that a woman was killed today. I know the ICE account is, this is domestic terrorism. Let's just play the Kristi Noem soundbite again. On a day when, 90% of the audience is here. You know, we have a lot of people who podcast this and listen outstate, so maybe it's 80%. I don't know what it is. But it's 41, and there's no snow issues today. And here's Kristi Noem just lying about the conditions associated with an officer making a decision that his life was in jeopardy and firing, and the debate has been taking place. But here's Kristi Noem giving just lie after lie.
You asked about a shooting that we just had in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It was an act of domestic terrorism. What happened was our ICE officers were out in an enforcement action. They got stuck in the snow because of the adverse weather that is in Minneapolis. They were attempting to push out their vehicle, and a woman attacked them and those surrounding them and attempted to run them over and ram them with her vehicle. An officer of ours acted quickly and defensively shot to protect himself and the people around him. And my understanding is that she was hit and is deceased. We're continuing to gather more information.
Okay.
But
I mean, the debate, and I'm clear. When Jacob Fry and others are saying this is complete BS on self-defense, I'm not there. I am not there. And it was vitally important for us to have Blair Anderson, our former St. Cloud police chief, who wasn't trying to run from the story, but was saying there's such an interpretation, Dave. It's like you have all these regulations. Let's just stay with police, but it could be throughout life, where you think it's black and white. And then circumstance after circumstance after circumstance happens, and there's some level of interpretation. I'm sorry, as this officer moves from the back of the car to the front and is in front of that vehicle, and the vehicle backs up and accelerates and is turning to the right, when you got to make decisions this fast, I can see a number of officers who would feel they were in jeopardy. I do. Do I think ICE should be here and doing what they're doing? Hell no. This is intimidation. This is going after non-whites when Donald Trump's campaigns have been about white people. Okay? Started his campaign, the first black president we've ever had. Where's his birth certificate? Then that's not enough. Let's bring up his middle name. Outside of the fact that one attends church and one can't cite a single passage from the Bible. So is this about intimidation? Hell yes, it is. But the individual who clearly didn't agree with what ICE was doing and is blocking what they're trying to do, when is then reasonably surrounded by a vehicle, you get out. You stop. You don't flee the scene. Period. End of statement.
Mm-hmm.
You then could debate, should the officer have showed patience, realized as she's backing up to try to get by you? Because maybe that's what she did. Sadly, we're never going to know. But you know how many officers we'd line up on this show right now who would say, wait a second. I don't know what's going on with this person. We've been agitated the entire time. And by the way, I don't agree with having the mask down. I don't agree with what they're doing. But now this circumstance happens. And we're in the back. Now we're moving to the front. Then other people are grabbing the door handle. Get out.
Screaming at the driver.
Screaming at the driver.
The window, the driver's side window is open.
Yes.
So, I mean, there's no barrier there at all.
And you are not allowed at that point to flee. As I said, involving George Floyd, will I ever defend Derek Chauvin for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.5? Never. But George Floyd never should have tried to escape. He was wrong. He was wrong for resisting. And again, I agree that the technique was taught. But guess what? It wasn't taught for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.5. So there is context in the details. Clearly, the governor has not started. We're going to pause. We'll look at your reactions. If we come back and the governor's not started, we've received hundreds of texts today, variety of opinions. We're going to look at some of those. Tom, by the way, text, turns out the hearing is not done. So the grandstanding and the theater continues to take place in D.C., even though, to be clear, the amount of fraud in this state is disgusting, it's egregious, it's indefensible. But like almost every hearing that happens in D.C. now, it's more about the politician than the pursuit of the truth. All right, let's run text here because let's include folks. Keep them coming. Hundreds today, rightfully so. 651-461-9226. We're talking about the deadly shooting by an ICE officer in Minneapolis. Crowds still there. We're awaiting words from the governor. We did play the comments from the mayor, the police chief, and the Hennepin County Sheriff. We had Blair Anderson on. We've tried for others, but we're also wary of having other guests on right now because any guests we're going to have on, we're going to dump out of them once we get to the governor. Let's get to some of the texts here. Can you admit the protesters should not get in the middle of the arrests? The death, which is tragic, would not have happened. The protesters should not physically try to stop any arrest. I agree, 100%. The protesters should be allowed to show up. I also have a problem with protesters who will get in the face, scream and yell, disgusting, vile words against law enforcement. I'm allowed to have a dueling opinion, which includes, I think this is about intimidation. This is targeting non-white people, which this administration loves to do on a consistent basis. So no, I don't think the protesters should be parking in the middle of the road and stopping the arrest. I do not. Does that mean then that gives license for an officer to shoot and kill someone? No. Then again, we have a huge debate on the circumstances and the video and how we all interpret it and how we interpret police policy on matters like this. Let's see. There was no officer standing in front of the vehicle. There was an officer attempting to open her door and pull out her vehicle when she turned away, and he shot her as she's driving away. The officer is initially behind the car, comes to the front of the car. A shot is fired because, Dave, you've seen a shot windshield, right?
Yeah, the photos of the car, there's clearly a bullet hole through the windshield, think lower right side,
yeah,
as you're facing the front of the car. That's the only bullet hole I could see from the photos I saw when three shots were fired.
And as the 37-year-old woman who is white, and people are like, why are you mentioning? Because ICE is there to arrest illegal immigrants. That's why. It's relevant. She was not a target of the investigation. As the vehicle is turning, the officer is then by the driver's side window.
Which is open.
Which is open. And it appears to both of us the shots continued then.
There were three shots fired. And like I said, you can see one bullet hole through the windshield, lower right, as you're looking at the front of the car. And I did not see, at least the couple photos I saw of the vehicle, any other bullet holes, which would lead me to believe that the other shots went through the driver's side window that was open.
Chad, I'm amazed how much you're fanning the flames today. Bring the temperature down, man. Do something to help. Don't sit there and play lefty magician and act like you to fan flames 100 miles an hour. Just ridiculous. And I respect you. I think you're very good at your work, but not today. FYI. This is an enormous story that so many of us, millions, there's no clairvoyance from me, okay, could see coming, that some violence was going to happen. To say I've been only providing the lefty ideas, I criticized the mayor right away and have said repeatedly, I believe a high percentage of officers under those circumstances would have fired. We had on a former police officer. So the idea I'm just being a lefty magician is not comprehensive in what I'm saying. We'll take calls too. 651-461-9226. We're awaiting the governor. Guaranteed when he starts, we'll go right to it. Let's get calls and more text. 651-461-9226. Greg, you're on CCO.
Oh, hi, Chad. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I'm just concerned. You know, I listen to you guys forever. Every morning I get ready for work. And I'm 69 years old, and I'm watching what's going on in the United States. And there is so much chaos. I don't think any American wants all this chaos. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. And I worry about the elections, the gerrymandering that's going on. But the way the chaos is going on in this country, I don't think we're going to have an election in 2026. I think we're going to have martial law, and that's the end of our democracy. And, you know, that might be a little hyperbole, but you got to think about this because there's some crazy things going on in this country.
Thank you, Greg. And I appreciate it. I believe 100% we will have an election in 2026. I'm still not convinced, no matter what the president is saying, that he's not going to run in 28. And I'm not putting anything past him for him to decide he has to stay as the president of the United States. But this fall, aren't you 100% we're going to have an election? Don't you think? Or should
I'm not 100%. Can't say 100%.
Yeah,
I'm still 90, 95,
yeah,
98.
Right.
But, I mean, Greg is not the only one with that concern. By far, he's not the only one with that concern, looking at what's happened in the country, looking at who's in the White House, who's behind President Trump.
Would you stop deflecting the issues such as fraud to Trump? We all know he acts full hyperbole, exaggeration, which many times I don't agree with. Hold on a second. We have had so many guests on the fraud story, well into double figures of Republicans. We've had on Andy Luger multiple times. We've had Joe Thompson on multiple times. We've had my strong opinions condemning what's happened, calling for Walz not to run, his unwillingness to no longer come on this show. But Donald Trump pardons people for fraud on a regular basis if they kiss up to him. Just a fact. You're allowed to tell the truth about both sides. You're allowed to praise when it takes place. But so many people are just in their echo chamber and are unwilling to accept anything other than their affirmation. Pause. It looks like they're getting close. We may hear this press conference very soon.